Shalom Berachot. Many blessings apiece. This is Dr. Akiva Gamliel of Bnei Noach Torah Institute and Raka Or Audiovisual Lending Library. Welcome. Thank you for joining with me. Our discussion is entitled Feeling Confused About Christianity. And our discussion is in the loving memory of Mr. George Belk. May he rest in peace. Dear ones, I suspect the reason you may be listening to this audio is because there may be questions that you have that have not been answered to your satisfaction. I understand what it feels like to have questions that no one has an answer for. I carried a question in my heart for 20 years that pastors, religious leaders, relatives, theologians could not answer, and virtually gave up on ever thinking I would know the answer to this question. So I understand what it's like when an individual has questions, and I understand how frustrating it can be when no one seems to be able to answer those questions. I also understand what it feels like to be confused. I experienced a period of confusion that went on back and forth for about 3 years. Some days I would feel like I believe in Jesus, and some days I would feel like I believed in the New Testament, and other days I wouldn't. I was raised to believe in Jesus and the New Testament and Christian doctrine, and embraced these beliefs until the age of 39. It was a shock to my parents, may they rest in peace, my other siblings and relatives, when they learned that I no longer believed in Jesus. It was a shock when I returned to observance of HaTorah as a Jew. My mother said to me, "Son, we didn't raise you to be Jewish. We raised you to believe in Jesus. We raised you to believe in the New Testament." I acknowledge that is how I was raised. I acknowledge that I went to Bible school and seminary, and that I pastored churches and founded organizations and published articles, etc., etc. But that doesn't change my heritage. That doesn't change where I came from. That doesn't change the fact that hundreds of my relatives died in the Holocaust. And that doesn't change the fact that I had an eternal light burning within my neshama, in my soul, beckoning me to return to observance of HaTorah. Thank God that this light that flickered back and forth within my neshama didn't go out, even though several generations had passed with basically non-observance. And thank God that this flame continued to burn, and eventually one day I became a Baal Teshuvah, one who has returned. So I understand what it's like to have questions, and I understand what it's like to not have answers for a long time, and I understand what it's like to be confused, and what it's like to go through a period of confusion, and I understand what it's like to be rejected by relatives and to be considered an apostate. So, if you're feeling any of these emotions, if you're experiencing any of these situations, I understand what you're experiencing, and I empathize with what you're going through. Many individuals, Jews and non-Jews, have experienced the same thing that you're experiencing and that I have experienced. We understand what it's like to be raised in a particular religious belief. We understand what it's like to be expected to believe a certain way. we understand what it's like to take that blind leap of faith, and it has to be quite a blind leap of faith. And we understand when teachers, pastors, religious leaders, theologians cannot answer our questions. And we understand what it's like to be looked upon as being a problem or a troublemaker, God forbid, when all we're trying to do is to truly understand what it is that God wants, to truly understand what it means to serve God, to truly understand what the truth is. This is why Jewish Path, Seven Commands, and B'nai Noach Torah Institute were established. Jewish Path is for B'nai Yisrael, those who are Jewish. There we offer a discussion of the weekly Parsha each week and of the high holidays as they occur and other important information pertaining to B'nai Yisrael. And then for those who are spiritualists, B'nai Noachites, who are not Jewish, we have Seven Commands. And there we have discussions about the weekly Lamud, the Torah Lamud, a study that's specifically directed to B'nai Noachites, to spiritualists. And there we discuss the seven commands that God gave to Adam HaRishon and Chava Rishona, the first man and the first woman, on the very first day that they were created. So, JewishPath.org and .com are specifically designed as free learning sites for B'nai Yisrael, individuals that want to learn the weekly Parsha, the high holidays, and other subjects about Judaism. SevenCommands.com is specifically designed for Noachites, for spiritualists, individuals who want to learn about the seven laws and issues pertaining to non-Jews and what God desires of non-Jews. B'nai Noach Torah Institute is for more in-depth learning. And we have more in-depth learning for B'nai Yisrael and for B'nai Noachites. And it does cost. There is a tuition involved for B'nai Noach Torah Institute. We do have scholarships and partial scholarships available on a limited number. These scholarships were provided by members of Jewish Path, members of Seven Commands, and classmates who learn right here at B'nai Noach Torah Institute. So there is a way to learn at B'nai Noach Torah Institute if one has financial pressure. So we invite those who are Jewish to learn at JewishPath.org and .com, please. And we invite those who are spiritualists to please learn at SevenCommands.com. And for those that want to learn in greater depth, we invite you to request to become a classmate at B'nai Noach Torah Institute. Now, we began this discussion with a question, feeling confused about Christianity. And if you are feeling confused about Christianity, we invite you to contact us. We invite you to send a question or your questions to us. Simply take down this email address, questions@bnti.us. Now, I can't promise that we can answer everyone's questions. And I can't say that we have the answer to everyone's questions. And we do receive many questions. And it does take time to get back to those that ask questions. So when you write your questions to us at questions@bnti.us, please be patient. Also, listed below are additional free audios. There's one particular audio that we encourage everyone who's feeling confusion to listen to, and that's called The Seven Laws. Christians and Messianics are encouraged to listen to the audio entitled Proof, Why Jesus is Not the Son of God. A proof is evidence that establishes a fact. We provide the evidence. It's up to you to accept it or to reject it. We provide references. It's up to you to check the references for their accuracy and authenticity. I want to thank everyone for joining with us. Hashem bless those that observe His Torah and follow His mitzvahs. Shalom, shalom.